This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. While the country had ruled for 30 years, plans its future without him. Former Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir is fending off charges of illegally possessing foreign currency and receiving gifts in an illegal manner. 4 months after he was ousted by the military, Bashir began a series of courtroom proceedings. According to a detective who addressed the court, Bashir told investigators he had received millions of dollars in cash from Saudi Arabia. But many Khartoum residents said that they were disenchanted with the trial, saying that this was a little too little, too late. The International Criminal Court has charged the former president with war crimes, crimes against humanity, and genocide for his actions during the long-running war in Sudan's Darfur region. An Iranian oil tanker seized in Gibraltar for violating European Union sanctions sailed toward Greece on Monday after repeated U.S. requests to detain the ship were rejected. Marine traffic monitoring data indicated Monday the tanker, with its name changed, was making its way to a port in Greece, on track to arrive next Sunday. Iran warned the U.S. that any action to seize the ship filled with 2.1 million barrels of light crude oil worth $130 million would result in heavy consequences. U.S. President Donald Trump said on Sunday that the economy is doing very well.
Honestly, I'm prepared for everything. I don't think we're having a recession. We're doing tremendously well. Our consumers are rich. I gave a tremendous tax cut, and they're loaded up with money.
The president offered an optimistic outlook after last week's steep drop in the financial markets, and analysts said that there's a possible recession looming. This is VOA News. The U.S. military has